Dr. Besigye is exercising his right as a citizen, and under our constitution, one of the duties of a citizen is exactly what he's doing. And there's nothing illegal, there's nothing unconstitutional about a demonstration. What is illegal is a demonstration that is violent. Dr. Besigye is not violent. Dr. Besigye has not threatened national security, and therefore arresting him because of protesting and asking others to protest in response to the government inertia and inaction on the state of the people's welfare is well placed in the law. So the police and their cousins in the military are just overzealous regime or operators. And therefore, I joined the rest of the country in not only demanding for his immediate release, but even stopping the impunity of the armed forces and state apparatus in abusing and intimidating citizens who wake up to exercise their right.
Well, but Mathias Mpuuga, some people suggest that he is breaking the Public Order Management Act by not following the rules if he wants to demonstrate, and that some of the actions he takes disrupt businesses and traffic, and that is unacceptable, they said. How do you respond to that?
Peter, we've been at that. It's not a new invocation by the regime security to try and invoke the Public Order Management Act, which was more or less annulled by the Ugandan Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court a year ago hammered down a decision that rendered Section 8 of the Public Order Management Act, which required police permission and constitutional, and therefore whatever they are saying, they're just trying to regurgitate that annulled section of the law. So there's no requirement for Dr. Besigye to get their permission. All that I know is to inform them, and they have no on record of ever allowing anybody, even when they are informed.
Talking about poverty, the Internal Affairs Minister, Kainda Otafiri, was quoted by the Ugandan's New Vision newspaper as saying poor people will not go to heaven because they insult God through lamentation and accusations every day, unquote, basically saying people who do not use tools God have given them do not have to blame him for why they remain poor. What are your thoughts?
First of all, it's very erroneous. This country has more serious things to quote. Probably the state media is using that to try and divert people from the real issues. I don't think any serious media should waste their time on Jeno Tafire, whose poverty background is well known. So let him not try to waste people's time. It should be ignored. And the New Vision should be really condemned for trying to bring and promote a social climber like Jeno Tafire.